Blog Talk Radio.
It's the streets, and we hollering about Game 7. Oh, it's the streets. Let's go.
I'm brainless, different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining, my nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking, fucked up ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to, but dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6-seed, up your fell at it, you're dense. I get word through the street like Bell and Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumor. But fuck it, I'm still alive,
yeah,
and I'm still in June. I know staff are law. Niggas wanna
put my back. Man, we so hot. Man, the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We coming to you live. Big nerd. Uno, dos, tres.
Think Mac sweet like Cairo. A soft like Plato.
It's those. I wanted to be stressed, like my man on the Dos Seconds commercial.
That's the bottle.
But man, we got some hot topics tonight. We got the Donald Sterling ruling. We got the NBA playoffs. It's 3 Game 7s tomorrow. 3 Game 6 tonight. Who going home? Who advancing? Who going fishing tomorrow? Who's going to be upset and happy watching the Floyd fight? Who's going to win the Floyd fight? We know. But who do you think? And much, much more. And we got freestyle. But before we get on them topics, I got to give a big shout-out and say what the deal to my cellmate, the super producer of the show, and my co-host, T-Row, North Park, Dallas, Texas. What the deal, baby?
Ah, it's Friday. Boy, we're in the final end of the month of May. Can you believe it? It's already the month of May. Got them big games going on. First time in NBA history in a long time. We got 3 games, 7 tomorrow. Like you said, couple of games, 6 tonight. See who going to stand up and grow some balls. You know what I mean? So it's hot. We got the Mayweather fight. I'm going with the money team. You know where my money stand. Can't bet on it because it costs too much just to put, you know, you put so much on it just to win an honor. That's, man, look, I ain't got that much money. But we all know what's going to happen. We might have a fight party. I don't know. We're going to see. But we definitely going to have it going down. You know what I mean? A lot of NFL news. Poor old Aaron Hernandez got indicted again. Oh, Lord. What's going on, Aaron Hernandez? Since you got out of football, you still in the news. What the hell? Yeah, El Boogie, it's going down. Good old Donald Sterling. What you want to jump on first? What you want to jump on, El Boogie? I know you out there in the street. What's going down? What you want to jump on? What we talk about first, Pippin?
You already know. Donald the Private Bigot Sterling. And you know why I call him private? Because he did it in his own home. He did it in his own home. You can't even be a bigot in your own home.
Yeah. Not he's today.
And let me tell you something. It's some black bigots as well. In all cultures. And guess what, Ro? We got a lot of partners that I know that are bigots, and they like, and their girlfriend or their wife is the other race. Isn't that something? They're Donald Sterling. They're so Sterling. Donald Sterling. I've been reading some articles, me and Ro. Ro and myself, we've been reading articles, and one of the articles said, Donald told the reporter, I should have paid her off.
You fail. What did he call her? What did he say?
I should have paid her off. I know you smell the money.
He should have just paid off. She got a bag full of money, go shopping again. Pay off his wife with the 1.6. That's what you can do, Donald. Since your wife is here suing your mistress, go ahead and pay that 1.6 million off that she's suing your mistress for, man.
Man, she would have been happy with 10. And she could have gave 1.6 of that back, and everybody would have been happy, taxes included. Now they're talking about all these minorities, Oprah, speaking of the money team, Floyd Mayweather, you know, a lot of minorities, Magic, they're talking about buying the Clippers. Diddy. But my point to this is, though, Ro, and I want to say this to the world, why now? Why not before?
Because El Boogie ain't never been a team up for sale, except for the Milwaukee Bucks this season. Nobody didn't want to be in Milwaukee. You know, L.A. is a hot spot, boy. You know, you can get, hey, you see what Floyd say. I can just come out my front door, walk across the street, and enjoy the game. So, you know, L.A. is a hot spot, baby. You know what I mean? Milwaukee ain't so hot. It's kind of cool. You know, I mean, you could turn it into something if you was one of those people who had the money to buy the squad. But come on, man, who going to turn down L.A.? It hasn't been available till now. You know what I mean? So all those investors who know what's up, who got that bread, who got the people in their corner pocket to let them know what's up, yeah, you best believe they coming out the woodwork talking about, yeah, I buy.
But my point is, Ro, is that not that they'll buy the Clippers, why not start a L.A. football team that everybody wants out there anyway? You know, not just basketball. I'm talking about other sports as well. Why now?
Well, I can answer that for you because I was watching the Jimmy Kimmel show a couple of months ago, man, and they had your boy, you know, Sean P. Diddy Combs on there. And Puff, man, made it simple and clear that, man, the football fraternity is, man, you gotta be part of the club. And to get in the club, there's some things that you gotta establish. And I'm not saying that those guys not established, but if you won't let P. Diddy, you know, by P. who, Lord knows, who just came out making $700 million off of Forbes list this year. Come on, man. You telling me he can't afford a team? I'm just saying, L. Boogie, it's that fraternity, man. And it's not like that people don't want to get an L.A. franchise started. It's just that, hey, man, it's a lot of things that need to be done and a lot of things that need to be certified for you to get that. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say this. It won't be long. It won't be too long. Watch your mouth. It won't be too long before there's an L.A. franchise, you know, out there because, you know, since our boy Al Davis died, he wasn't shopping Oakland and L.A. all the time anymore with the Raiders. So there's going to be one of those high commodity people that's going to buy and start that L.A. franchise. I feel you. I understand why it's taking so long. It's just the NFL, Pippen. Don't be mad at our people. It's just the NFL.
This is my point. I'm not mad at my people, but I'm saying it's always where something bad has to happen before we step up and try something. You know, we tried to make a stand with the, you know, Trayvon Martin situation. You know, trying to make a stand with this situation. You know, other things has happened for us to just stand up and take notice of different issues on a higher level. Now, see, because it's touching a higher level, now it's being put aware to us. But in the streets, we've always been talking about this. Yeah, we'll get a general manager job. Yeah, we'll get director of, you know, basketball operations. Yeah, we'll get a minority stake in a franchise, and we think, quote-unquote, we own, you know, something. And I'm not saying that's not a bad thing because just owning 3 or 4%, that's a lot of money. But at the same time, why can't we be that majority owner? We've been scuffed a lot. Now you can't scuff us. Now it's about to be a Rooney Rule with this ownership. Trust me. They're going to develop a Rooney Rule for ownership. They better. I hope that the world is listening. We need a Rooney Rule to get a certain amount of majority owners on teams. What do you think about that, Ro?
Yeah, I feel you, but we all know how that works. It'll take time. It just ain't going to happen next year. It's going to take time for that to happen. And like you said, it's an eye-opener, but I tell you this, I'm glad Adam Silver was able to put his foot down because it definitely made the Clippers as a basketball team show and prove, you know, after the determination came down from Adam Silver what Donald Sterling could do with the league. So I'm just glad that Adam Silver was able to step up, put his foot down. Now the Clippers look like a team that can, you know, go on and do what they need to do. We don't have any other teams that's going to boycott this situation. So let's get back to this NBA thing, man, because it's hot. And these boys play. I told you it was going to be like March Madness. We've never seen the playoffs this hot. Not every game going to a game 7 and game 6 is that means something. I mean, hell, Boogie, I'm telling you, I'm just glad to see the crowd. I'm glad that the Warriors were able to do what they did last night because the crowd that they have helped them win that game last night, even though the Clippers should have closed their ass out last night and fell short. You know what I mean? But big ups to that boy you like. They call him Steph Curry. Yeah, boy is some statue, boy, El Boogie. What's going down with the Warriors? Who you got in Game 7 on that one?
Like my man DMX would say, here we go again. And the reason why I say here we go again is that Chris Paul has been with the Clippers for 3 years. Am I correct, Ro?
Yes, and we all know that he should have been a Laker, but he's a Clipper. Yeah, 3 years.
This being his third. The first year, going into the playoffs, they were playing against the Grizzlies. He had a strained groin. Then during that series, he had a strained hip flexor. That was in 2012. All of a sudden, he gets a bruised thumb. And then this year, the sniper got him, strained hamstring, bruised right thumb against the Warriors. So 2012, 2013, in the playoffs against Memphis, didn't go too hot. And then this year against the Warriors. What did I tell the world a couple shows back about Chris Paul and Blake Griffin? Somewhere along the line, either the end of the season or in the playoffs, those the sniper's going to get those two guys. I don't know if it's ironic. I don't know what it is. But we want to, you know, when LeBron wasn't doing too hot, you know, Chris Paul, this being his ninth year, he needs to start giving up the goods. So, in game seven in L.A., and I bet you Magic Johnson, all the black people that they can muster up will be in attendance to inspire the Clippers.
Magic say he ain't coming to no games for the Clippers. I take Magic for his word.
I bet he'd be at this one. You heard it here first. Now that Donald Sterling cannot be in the building to be associated with the NBA, Magic Johnson will be in the building. But I'm going with the Clippers just on the strength of the energy and the home crowd and all of it. You know, they've gotten some momentum. I knew they weren't going to win game six, knowing that the back was against the wall for the Warriors and Mark Jackson and his, you know, short stint right now with them. But game seven, it's going to be close. It's going to be close. And I know that Chris Paul has injuries, but I'm going with the Clip Show.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Clip Show.
I like the Clippers, too. You know, yeah, they've had some distractions, but like Blake Griffin said, man, every team has distractions here or there. Theirs just happen to be, you know, more spotlighted than others, but I think the Clippers are going to pull together. They're going to have some tough runs. They're going to have some tough series, man. People know that if you can bully the Clippers somewhat, you can actually, you know, turn things around in your favor. But with what has happened and with the new coach of Doc Rivers being over there, I think that this team can muster up, fight through the injuries. Chris Paul, which is going to have to. Blake Griffin is going to have to. And you see a change in the way DeAndre Jordan is playing. So I'm going to give it up to the Clippers, and I think they're not only going to win this series, I'm going to say that they're going to have an opportunity to make it to the Western Conference Finals. So that's where I'm at with the Clippers. But it's all good.
Let's get past game seven first. Because the next game, and they're in game seven as well, Memphis and old Kevin Durant. So they play the winner of that series.
Yeah.
Man, she's just walking in the building, man. So I don't really see them, you know, let's talk about that, Ro. Who you got and why with the Thunder
and the Grizzlies when we come back from the break. Also, Indiana, Atlanta. Hey, yo, AJ. Man, shout out to AJ. You know what I mean? You stream Global Network One. Fast Eddie, I see you, baby.
Oh.
Are you guys going to prevail up in Indiana? Game 7? Woo! Yeah, we talking game 7s, and we got game 6s tonight. Who you got? Oh, my goodness, a week away, the NFL draft, who your team should get, who's going to disappoint you, as usual. Hint, hint. We'll be back. The streets, baby. 347-855-8896. Let's go.
Pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Banders in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where the team so strong and the flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it big. They think they singing me, but they ain't seen shit. Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. All in my zone, all on my own. Open that pack, rolling that strong, and we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah,
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Don't kill my vibe, don't blow my high, just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear, respect me, black, yeah, I, that no lie. I'm on my square, blowing circles in the air. Hood that purple, I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Full of semen. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
And all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say son, low key I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Crisp bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a Jeep about to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hard clip or something faded.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
That's all the team that created a game 7 for tomorrow. They still in the game, man. They ain't going nowhere yet. Somebody gonna be going fishing, though.
Get the tackle box ready.
Before we went to the commercial break, we gave a shout out to AJ, you know what I mean? You, Stream Global Network One, Heaven No Youth, you know what I mean? The sports officials, what the deal, y'all? You know, them guys are down there in ATL. And, you know, they had Ludacris. They had Jermaine Dupri. Oh, so deaf. Couldn't get it done. It wasn't so fucked the fight. They couldn't get it done. So like Michael Jackson would say, we're going to Indiana. So, you know, big up, you know what I mean, to Indiana for forcing the game, you know what I mean, the game seven. And, man, I got to just give a big shout-out. I know him, you know, I got a chance to meet him personally. Very good guy, you know what I mean? That guy, David West, man, he had a heck of a game last night, bro. You know, and down the stretch, you know, he you know, told people in the locker room, you know what I mean, quote unquote, you know what I'm saying? I said to Paul George, you know what I'm saying, it's him and me down the stretch. You know what I mean? I thought our team did a great job of closing the show. We got enough stops. And what I noticed about the game last night, Mr. Teague didn't have too many assists. So, you know, they were like, okay, you can beat us, but we can't let, you know what I mean, what's game five hero, Mr. Scott, you know what I mean, go for, you know, five for five threes in the quarter. We can't have that. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm glad we're talking about this game, Mel Boogie, because I have a problem. I have a problem with how the referees and how things are being called in the league, man, because how did George Hill, who put his hand on Mr. Scott's forehead first, and then how did Mr. Scott take two hands and put it on top of George Hill's head, shove him back, and nobody get ejected? They still were able to fix the game. What kind of BS is that? What is going on? And I haven't heard of anybody going to be suspended. And this is going to be the first time, if any, that neither one gets suspended after having a physical altercation on the court, man. And I'm confused because you get DeJuan Blair of the Dallas Mavericks who get tangled up and so-called kick player, and they threw him out the game and gave him a one-game suspension. You get Josh McRoberts elbow my dude LBJ intentionally, and they only fine him $20,000. Man, I'm confused, man. I don't know what's going on there, but I think the refs are getting paid for this, man. There's something going on, man.
And to piggyback on what you just said, the inconsistency, because remember what Nene, you know what I mean, did to your boy Jimmy Butler.
Right.
You know.
And that was nothing.
So, right. So, it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be very interesting, the ruling on, you know, Rasheed Butler and your boy Paul George. I'm hearing that Mr. Butler's going to get suspended, but not Paul George. You know, they used a very key word. Paul George was just in the vicinity. You know, Mr. Butler was on the court. And we can go and rewind into 2007 with the Amari Stoudemire and Robert Horry and Steve Nash situation. And you were out here, bro. We was out here. You were very upset about that.
Man, look, if Paul George don't get suspended for game seven, man, I'm telling you, dog, ref and the upper organization get paid. Because, man, there's no way. Man, Amari didn't even do nothing. He just put his hands out, walked towards the coach. The coach held his hands up. They suspended that game for the most important game of all games. And now you got another situation where these two guys going at it, and now you talking about suspending one but not suspending the other one because he wasn't in the vicinity. Man, please. I don't know. I'm telling you, Elwood, there's some conspiracy going on around here. I can't wait to get the chef on because he's going to know. I know he always be having an inside on something, but somebody got to agree with me, man, because I don't know what's going on. T-Mac, chef. Somebody agree with me to see, because I tell you, man, I just don't like the way things are playing out. And then you're going to find Jason Kidd $25,000 for criticizing the refs for what happened in Toronto last year. Come on, man. Make up your mind what you want to get right and get right. Because it ain't right. That's talk about the other game, 7L Boogie. Please, Oklahoma City. They called your boy Kevin Durant unreliable. Then they had to take it back. Chirp, chirp. Hold on, I didn't mean that. Did I put that on the big news? Did I put that front on the first page of the sports page? Did I do that?
To this. Paul George, I just got a kite from, you know what I mean, the scorekeeper from Heaven O, you know what I mean? And Paul George, lucky too. He's lucky. We don't know if he's going to be suspended. The tweets have been coming out. I don't know if they've done the ruling yet, but it's going to be close. All of them should be suspended. Scott also. So if Nene is going to get suspended, if Mr. Blair is going to get suspended, and Mr. McRoberts gets fined $20,000, shoot, we got to put them on the most wanted list too.
Absolutely.
They
got to
get caught too.
Definitely from the streets, man.
You know what I mean? So, and we just, you know, sidebar, the Nets look like they're going to force a game seven. Man, all these games, sevens. So, Ro, real fast, who you got the Clippers? I have the Clippers. Who do you got winning in Memphis and the Thunder? We also just got word that Zach Randolph will be suspended for game seven.
Oh, yeah, in that series, he punched good old Adams from Pittsburgh, man. He didn't jaw. He really didn't fit. He punched him. He put his hands on him, you know, running down the court after a missed basket. And it cost him, man. And, you know, you got to – the second man always get caught. We all know that. So why are these guys getting tangled up in? Man, you got to let it go. Z-Bo, you might cost your team. But I didn't have you winning anyway, so it don't matter. I had Oklahoma City going on. I think Durant is going to be the focal point of game seven. If Westbrook L. Boogie can slow down and understand what he needs to do in the playoffs, and that's just be a point guard, I believe that Oklahoma City will be facing the Los Angeles Clippers in the Western Conference Finals. But that's only if Westbrook can get it right, man. Westbrook be wanting to take over the game like everybody depends on him. Westbrook, nobody ain't depending on you, man. Did you see what your boy was doing when you were sitting on the bench for 2 months? Get the ball to KP. What's going on? If you want to win a ring, get the ball to KP. He ain't going to be named the NBA most valuable player for nothing. You need to hurt yourself and get out. You need to pull a Chris Paul and sit yourself out. Because you messed up the team, man.
Streets. But I tell you what though, Ro, I give it up, you know what I mean, to Memphis. The boy Michael Conley is coming of age, getting better. When I thought that Westbrook was gonna dominate the battle within the game But it looks like he's hurt as well. So, you know, I gotta go with the Thunder. This last game, though, KL in Indiana, and they won two in Indiana. And Indiana has won two in ATL. Indiana has played the whole season for this moment. So who do you have in this game seven? And it's very interesting before you answer that. Frank Vogel did some interesting. You know, Hibbert only played 12 minutes, Scola, 7 minutes. So he's really, really gone small, you know. And he's not really having a good series, but last night, Mr., you know, George Hill, he made a couple big shots down the stretch. So if he can get his confidence up and maybe hit some shots down the stretch, maybe. So, and Paul George, man, all this old cute stuff you doing, man, you better come on. I'm waiting. You know, you're thinking you're not Kobe yet, I know you're wearing 24 and you're trying to emulate the Black Mamba, but you got to play a little bit more harder than what you're doing. Consistency. I need that from you. I know you listening. So I got them winning that game, bro. Who you got? You on mute.
Man, let me tell you, man, I'm rolling with ATL, man, and I hope that the Big Brother AJ from the ATL, man, is listening. I'm going to feed off of his emotion from what he put up a couple of shows ago, man. Big Brother AJ, man, you know, good looking for, you know, Global Network One, first of all, you know what I mean? But I'm going to roll with you, Big Brother. I feel your vibe, because let me tell you, Jeff Teague is about to turn Indiana upside down. Frank Vogel don't know what to do with the big dog in the middle. Roy Hibbert is lost on the sideline. He just don't know what to do. But this is what I'm going to say. I got Atlanta to win it. But if Indiana can pull off game 7, it ain't going to be because of nobody else but Roy Hibbert. That boy Roy Hibbert might just have a 28-28. I'm telling you, man, they're going to have to feed the beast in the middle, man. But it's just, it's sad, man, trying to play small ball with Indiana. That's not what the East is about. The East has always been about that big dog in the middle since Mike has been gone. It's always been about the big dog in the middle. And right now, it looks like Indiana is losing faith in the big dog in the middle. He looks lost, El Boogie, I'm telling you. I know he's telling Frank Vogel, come on, man, why you trying to give him a vibe, man? What's going down? Let me do this, man. But it's hurting. And if the big dog don't show up tomorrow, Jeff Teague about to have a field day. So I'm rolling with that Atlanta Hawks, man. It's an upset in the making. Another number 8 seed about to upset a war. I know you don't like it, but you better get used to it.
It's not going to happen. Sorry, AJ. But who knows? I mean, I don't think Roy Hibbert is bad. I just think this is a bad matchup for him. You know? When we come back,
yeah,
we're going to talk about these games that's going to be played on Sunday. We know it's going to be a game 7. So we got to ask you, the fans, also, who's going to win that game to run on the Nets? They're going back to Toronto. Hey, Jay-Z and Drake at the game tonight, front row. Hey, who going to win game 6 to force game 7? Dallas and the Spurs. Time out on the floor. Spurs up 1. Houston, Portland, who going to force game 7? Or is Houston have a problem? When we come back, we're going to holler about that in the streets. 347-855-8896. BlogTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh! Let's go. man, we back in the asylum. And we giving shout outs. Man, shout out, man. You know what I mean? The Big Owl Almighty. Shout out to D-Mac, the chef. Shout out to my unk, man. He always listens. As usual. Heaven know. I see you, baby. Shout out to CarMax, Virgin Airlines, Kamush Indians Casino, State Farm, Kia Motors, Red Bull, Lumber, Liquidators, and Sprint for pulling out their sponsorship with Donald Sterling. Big shout out to you. We want to give a big shout out, you know what I mean, to Derek Fisher. He becomes the all-time leader in playoff games played. He passed up old Robert Horry. Big up to you, D-Fish.
Damn. That's a lot of games, because I know Robert Horry played it a lot.
And, you know, to this, you know, I don't know what I really want to call him. Oh, yeah, also, shout out to my man, you know, Jamal Crawford, Sixth Man of the Year. He had a good game the other night, and like I keep telling you guys, he's a stripper. You think Jamal gonna perform? Yeah, he's been very, and just look at the six games. He's been inconsistent, and that's what a stripper is.
Yeah, inconsistent. Make 21 night, 2,000 the next.
But you know, I want to give a sucker shout out to the sucker. And that's what I'm calling it, because I don't want to get too vocal or too, you know what I mean, vindictive, I should say, on the air. But, you know, shout out to yourself for resigning after, you know what I mean, giving this guy the NAACP of the Los Angeles branch. You know, he was giving Donald Sterling a second Lifetime Achievement Award. He just better have. You resign,
yeah,
or you get fired. Which one?
Right. But you know he good, though, because you know that last check before the Lifetime Achievement Award came in was pretty hefty. So, you know, it wasn't the first Lifetime Achievement Award. It was the second one. So, you know, I'm pretty sure his service package was pretty thick from Donald Sterling.
Very much so. So, before we get into the, you know, the asylum, got another game seven that is going to be played on Sunday, Toronto and the Nets in Toronto, and also a week away, next week Thursday, next week Friday, I should say, we'll be recapping the first round and the second round of the NFL draft because it's next Thursday. A lot of people are moving people all around on their boards. So, you know, San Francisco, they picked up the fifth-year optional, you know, old big old Alden Smith, you know, never picked up the option for Von Miller, so he can make $9.74 million. You know what
Damn.
I mean? The Saints
That's
do
a lot
not
of money.
Intend on, and the Saints don't intend on picking up the option for running back Mark Ingram.
Oh, man, you know New Orleans is good for giving away a running back.
And this is from my hometown. Just got this off the waiver wire the other day. I had to take a deep breath. And you know, in the movie, you know, I always revert back to these good old movies, man. And Pay the Fool. My boy got shot, and he said all I could do is now is just breathe deep. And that's what the Browns fans need to do. They just signed Vince Carter. Excuse me. He's like Vince Carter in football. They just signed Vince Young. I'm sorry, Vince Carter. It's a smack in the face. You arguably may be going to the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. But, yeah, Vince Young, the quarterback, yeah, he just signed with the Browns. But before we get to those NFL news, think about this Game 7 with Toronto and Brooklyn. Up north.
Yeah, it's been a good run for Toronto, man. But I got Brooklyn, man. experience always trumps youth, man. And with the boys from Brooklyn that has that veteranism, man, it's just one of those things where when the time comes and you need a true basket, you know who's going to get you that true basket. Whereas, you know, sometimes with Toronto, if DeMarcus DeRozan not on, even though he's the most consistent player for Toronto, you know, you need help, man. And one guy can't win it for you. He tried tonight, but it wasn't about it just wasn't good, man. So I got Brooklyn going back to Toronto, taking that game 7, and, you know, giving the Heat some problems. Because we all know in the regular season, Miami didn't win one game in the 4-game series. And we'll see what happens in the 7-game series.
Yeah, man. It's going to be tough. I don't know who's going to win game 7. But I got to give it to Brooklyn. But after that, they nothing but garbage, man. MPG, man.
Oh, man. You thought this is awful, man. You know Brooklyn about to give the Heat all they can handle.
They took too long getting rid of Toronto. It took too much juice out of them. They will not have enough energy to beat Miami.
There you go. That's why I hope they take out Toronto. I can't wait for the next series, boy. Come on, Brooklyn, don't let me down.
If they make it out this series alive, they will get swept.
oh my goodness. No, you didn't. Come on, BK. You got to win tomorrow, man, on Sunday. I can't believe Hell Boogie saying this badness. What was in your cup this evening?
Nothing. And that's what Brooklyn will have after game 7 if they prevail. Nothing. Because Toronto will not go down without giving up everything that they have with that young experience.
Man, I can tell you this. Even though Miami got all the rest in the world, somehow, some way, D-Wade still won't be ready for game 1. So you can already bet that he going to miss game 1. So it don't even matter, man. Miami ain't ready for Brooklyn. Brooklyn going to hand it to him in Miami and take that game 1 and get home court advantage. And then we go, boy, it's going to be madness. We going to really have something to talk about after that.
Listen, if they win, they play the Miami Heat. There's no way around it. They are going to get their face, you know when you've been in the bar and you see all them young guys and you old guys. You saw School Days when Samuel Jackson had the shower cap on his head, and he said, "You think you better than us? You human boys." And Lawrence Fishburne went up to him in his face and said, "Hey, you ain't a nigga." And see, when they walked away, he said, "Yeah, I'll bust a cap in your young ass." But it ain't going to happen. Then your boy's ready. I got the Raptors.
Man,
I didn't flip the script. I was going with Toronto. I was going with Brooklyn. So I'm going with Toronto, and I'm an American.
It's over. It ain't going down like that. It ain't going down. Come on, let's go to the side before you make me mad, man. We gotta definitely get to the people, because if we don't get to the people, we won't be worried. We ain't nothing in the streets without our people, man. Yo, you know where I'm going first, because we missed him on the last show. Well, I bet you won't miss him tonight. Yo, Big Brother Almighty, are you on the line with the streets, man?
What's going on?
Man, what's the deal, Big Brother Almighty? Man, it's good to have a Big Brother back in the asylum this evening, man.
What's going on? I got a new name for you guys, man.
What's our new name, my Big Brother?
Arsenio and Eddie Murphy, man. Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy, man. That's how I'm rolling with you, okay? Flat out, man.
You silly. Streets.
Yeah, that's how I'm going. Yeah, Harlem Nights, you boys, man. I swear. That Meeks, man, he's something else, man. I swear, man.
He's disrespectful is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, man, but I'm about to go touch on my subjects right quick, man, because I get me and him will be on here for about 3 hours, man, but I'm going to touch on my subject. My first subject is your boy down in Florida State, the Heisman Trophy winner, still crab legs. Everybody hollering about that. But if somebody had a ball, he'd be in trouble with him. If somebody had a ball for him, what'd be happening now? It'd be sanctions passed out, right?
Right.
What is he talking about? Leave the kid alone, man. Crab legs and some crab. Man, get out of here, man. Leave the guy alone, man.
$35 when he brought you more than $35 million to your community.
Yeah, come on, man. But somebody had a Brooklyn crowd, man. He got to sit out 3 games. Are you serious, man? Next subject, the Jews. Let's talk about the Jews, fellas. I know y'all can't say it, but I'll say it. The Jews.
Please.
The NBA. This was to me, I don't want y'all to listen to this. Don't even say that. Listen to this. This is all set up to make the new commissioner like he's really a player's player. This was already set up, man. Like, did you hear the statement today? He said, I should have paid him, bro. This was already set up. The dude been knowing the dude 20 years. He know how he is. He got caught, man. That's a secret society. When they go to them meetings, you don't think they talk like that?
Right.
They talk like that all day. He just got out. Hey, man, you know if yours got out, you got to go. Yours got out. Yours got out. You got to go. You got to take the burn, man. Don't worry about it. You take the burn. You'll come back some way, somehow, one day.
Right.
You or you'll be dead. But you about to die anyway, so... Go ahead and take the barn for us.
Streets!
He's 80 years old. The barn already said most of the time they got to record the conversation before he can remember it. So y'all do the math. This was their way of bringing the commissioner in where everybody can embrace him. Not everybody love him. He's the same dude as this dude that we just caught, man. But remember that. Clear. What you believe in?
Both of them are lawyers.
Man, they've been knowing each other 20 years. He said, man, they asked him, did you think he was like that? He never commented about that. They asked him everything around the table. He never commented about, do you think he was like that? Make you think, huh?
Right.
Make you think, huh? Yeah, you got the Cubans and all these guys running. Oh, when do man, y'all talk the same way. Y'all slave drivers, man. Slave drivers, man. It started with the AAU and it worked its way up, man. Hey, I got this nigga down there. You getting ball. We'll get into
right.
School for a year, no matter how much it takes, and we'll bring it to the league. And then I'm going to go on my third subject. I just threw this in here because L. Meeks just said something about my man, Vince Young. Vince Young was blackballed, L. Meeks. He was blackballed. That's why he couldn't get a job, L. Meeks. It wasn't because of his skills. Remember that. He was blackballed. Once you're blackballed, they lifting the ball off him a little bit. He was blackballed. Straight
he's
blackballed.
MPG. He's NPG, nothing but garbage.
Man,
no.
Okay. I seen him, man. He played, man. I seen the man take a thing to the Mama playoffs by himself, man. Tennessee won nothing. He took him to the playoffs. And as a rookie.
And then he
can. Come on.
Then, he went to the Eagles and had his opportunity and started like 4 or 5 games and did nothing.
Man, come on. Listen to what you just said. You're talking about the Clipper ownership. That is a slave driving organization right there if you ever heard of one. Come on, man.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on. You get rid of Michael Vick and Wally Cooper still there? Mr. I beat a whatever up? That ninja up?
Because
come on.
It wasn't because... It wasn't because
hold
of Mike Miller.
You get rid
it was
of,
because of Michael Vick is garbage.
Hold on. You get rid of Deshaun Jackson and Wally Cooper still there. Oh, he's a gangbanger. Come on, L. Come on. This man has said the N-word. What did the commissioner say about it? He swept it under the rug. You haven't heard anything else about it. Hey, call the press. And anybody that speaks on it again, they're gone. We'll find a way to get with them. Car blew up, over the cliff, whatever. You're banned from press. Remember that. You can kill the press. All you got to do is say the word. ESPN has never spoken on it. Stephen A. has never spoken on it. None of them again.
Right.
After like two weeks, it was dead. How is that? Oh, it's the last part. And the last part, with the commissioner doing this with old boy about this racism, guess what? Us as being brothers cannot use no words no more. We might be banned. They really look like we want to use them words. We will be banned.
They doing too much, man. They need to slow down with all this, man.
Yeah, now you understand where I'm coming from. Everything's
done
for a reason.
Yeah, it's too much going on. Now you just really point your finger and trying to target. We all know what you're targeting. We're going to forever use term. It's just what we do in our comfort zone. And unless it's brought out to the public like Donald Sterling's situation, then that's when folks going to have a problem with it. So, you just got to be careful nowadays, Big Brother Almighty and L Boogie. Don't, man, hey, first of all, be like Herm Edwards. Don't press in and watch who you around. Don't let nobody bait you in to saying something that's going, you know, being recorded, man, because these people are getting crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, they already setting us up for the woo-woo. They setting you up. Boy, think y'all doing something, you'll be out the league in a minute. Listen to this. He doesn't like us. Listen. Management, listen to this. You're out the league, buddy. We can't deal with that. We're about all cultures, all countrymen.
Now, let me ask you this, Big Brother Almighty. We got three game sevens, the first in a very long time. Who you got in the Indiana-Atlanta series?
I take Indiana.
You got Indiana?
Yeah, I think the soft batch cookies.
Who you got in Oklahoma City and Memphis?
Well, you know they have to spend his act, so I got Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. And
that was
you
a
got,
setup.
You got the Clippers or the Warriors?
I go with the Clippers. Them Swiss boys ain't swishing right now. They only get swish at home, man.
Do you think they're more affected by what's going on with the distraction than the Clippers?
Who?
The Golden State Warriors.
No, they ain't affected. They missing shots, man. Stephen Curry only takes seven shots last game, man. Come on, man. How is he affected? He took seven shots, man. Seven shots. You come off a 37-point game and you take seven shots. No way. The fix is in, man. Clippers, let the Clippers ride out. The fix is in, man. Put the sails on.
Ride out.
Yeah, they about to just paddle their way as far as they can go. But if they win, the refs already been struggling. Hey, let them win. Let them win.
What about game seven tomorrow, on Sunday, with Toronto and the Nets?
Oh, you know what's wrong with Garnett now, man. I don't care about them boys over there, Drake and all them dudes at the game. I don't care about no light-skinned dudes, man. all that old Deer County, all that.
So,
I don't care about that.
Me? So the only light-skinned dude that you ever liked was Zeke, huh?
Zeke? No, Julio.
You silly. Oh, my goodness.
Good boy, y'all.
I love you, man.
Y'all are today.
Oh, man. There you have it. Big Brother Almighty, he's finally blessed us. He's been gone for a while, but he was listening the other night. But, man, we glad that you called in tonight on this TGIF, man. No doubt. I can't wait to see you. When I come home, can I do a show with you? Can I walk around the hood and do a show with you when I come home?
Ain't no doubt. With that bottle, you know what we want to do. Hey, T-Row, man.
Yeah,
Green
T-Row, baby. You know I'll be there.
Yeah,
you know,
T-Row, man. We don't take him out as we are. Let him get the twerk show in him, man.
My man. Yeah, boy, you gotta love Big Brother Almighty, L Boogie. We gotta go to a break real quick. Hey, before we go to a break, man, I got a couple of shout outs. I want to give a shout out to my mama, man, and all my family down there, man. You know that. No, I'll probably take the stand up. There's a lot of people that's been leaving this earth, man, but, you know, we're going to get back. We're going to get it right, man. We're going to get back strong. You know what I mean? Man, and big shout-out to my dude, Simi. I see my dude, Simi, at the basketball game, man. Simi, I hope you're checking us out on the web, baby. Much love to you.
When we come back, we're going to talk this NFL draft. Man, famous Jameis, always being famous for bull crap. He's similar. You gotta love it. But we coming back. And don't forget, tell a friend. You tell a friend, you tell a whole bunch of girlfriends in the streets. We got the entertainment news coming up next. You know what I mean? Then, you know, get on the show. It's Freestyle Friday. Let's go, super producer.
Counting vocal per million. We should get this on film. When you lean on the stage, then you label the rat. On my feet so long, I won't fuck on my back. Rat. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No. These niggas wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me down. Jail cells wanna hold me in. My bond paid. Who finna hold me now? I'm 10 toes on my swell. Till they flip the switch on my cell. These niggas be faking. This official right here. Black Cadillac. Strap. Bout to handle that. Rock, 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 rock. Till that barrel melt like candle wax. Rock the sack, Geronimo. I ain't count, gotta go. Everywhere that dollar go. Put more gold on my collarbone. You say you thug it, you say you real. You say you gangster, so called. Slide up with that oak out. Everybody like, oh God. Cut the deck, peel it out. Bet I'll pull your whole card. Shit real, oh y'all. Thought it was a joke, huh? These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These dummies can't hold me back. These flaws can't hold me back. Three banks can't hold me back. Pin them hollers like Goldie Mac. Smoke till I panic. I got rich like I planned it. If there's a price on your head, on your roof. Choppers, we landing. I used to play on that block. Dark liquor and candy. Now you look at my lot. Rose, Ferraris and Lambo. Talking South Bronx, Al Tater. Rose, Meek Mill, Wiley. Blow mills like a ball player. Magic Bird, Isaiah. Shorty trying to kick it. Looking for that meal ticket. Diamonds flashing, gone flick it. On that Juicy J, they tripping. I done came up off a lick. Boy, got you on the list. Boy, your life on my wrist. Boy, niggas need a stick. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas tryna hold me back. These niggas tryna bait me in. These niggas ain't putting in work. These niggas gotta hate to win. Us niggas don't play them games. My niggas gon' shoot them things. Real life in that 901. Real niggas will make for life. Feel five on about that life. $1 million, I spent that twice. Don't boy, yeah, that my life. Crack kills, I spit that white. These niggas tryna set in my grind. These niggas wanna give me chance. These niggas wanna take my spot. Fuck boy, you ain't had your cash. These niggas ain't kept like hoes. These niggas ain't got no heart. These niggas ain't proud like us. $1 million in my garage. $2 million house on the lake. $5 million in real estate. Green slips them D's, boy. That Maybach white on the way. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
Came home, BG in the feds. Yo, ho on my list. It's longer than Craig. My bitch got cramps. She on the edge. Ball on these niggas like I cut off my dreads. Okay, I'm so me. Like needle and thread. Hit your ass with the chopper. All it leave is your legs. My cousin fighting the case. I hope he beat it like eggs. You niggas thinking you fly. That fight delay. And then I look at my bitch. I tell her wake up. She sleep butt naked. I sleep in my truck. I smoke when I fuck. I fuck when I won't. Between her legs, five-star restaurant.
They can't hold us back. The streets is talking, sports talk show, man. You know, with a twist of hip-hop entertainment news. We're going to have B. Carter get in here shortly. Got to go hunt him down in the streets. Because he always stay in it with the, you know what I mean, with the entertainment gossip that's going on. Man, this NFL is frenzy. They talking about it. They got these quarterbacks rated. Is Mr. Clowney going number one? You going to trade up, trade down? You know what I mean? One question we didn't have the time. I wanted to ask Mr. Big Brother Almighty, who did he want his brownies to get? He was so entrenched about getting back at me about dogging Vince Young. Vince Young is not going out the league. Vince Young is MBG, big brother. He's nothing but garbage. Can't do it. Like Mike Singletary said, the legendary Hall of Famer, linebacker, ex-head coach. You remember on the podium, I want winners.
You know what, man? Vince is the winner. He has more wins than he has losses, so... in the NFL, and I just think that, you know, sometimes some teams just blackball you, and you just can't get back into it, but I think that was a good pickup, and when the draft comes, it's going to be some things that are going to unfold, and I think it's going to be the draft of surprises, because we really don't know, or we can't get a definitive answer from any of the so-called experts that we've been watching to give us, you know, a for sure bet who's going to be number one. But I got a little kite that told me that Houston knows who they're going to get at number one. They're not going to release it until Thursday, but they say they know who they're going to get. So my question to you, L Boogie, is it a quarterback or is it a defensive player?
If they were smart, they're in the same conference with Mr. Luck. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
I got to get some pass rush to get to him. It's a passing league. I think you can get a quarterback later on because he's a quarterback guru, the coach. So if I were to... I would get Mr. Clowney, the best player on the board. I would get him. So
absolutely. Defense wins championships all the time.
Exactly. Just think of this. Justin Tuck, Mike Strahan, and Pierre Paul. They put the pressure on Brady. They start making, you know, what is kryptonite to all great quarterbacks? Pressure. Look what the pressure did to Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl. So, if you can get some pressure up front, look at the 49ers. Just look at all the great teams. You got pressure up front, and you got defense, and you got to just have a decent, solid quarterback who can manage the game. That's all you need. So, if they can do that, I would get Mr. Jadeveon Clowney with the number one pick overall. As Roger Goodell would say, in the 2014 NFL draft, the Houston Texans select Jadeveon Clowney from South Carolina University. That's what I would be doing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's what they better do, you know, and then that'll really form the way the draft should be, you know, for this upcoming season. But, L Boogie, you know, we got to take it to the entertainment side of things, man. Well, you know, it's time for us to get our weekly update on what's happening on the entertainment side of news because, you know, we got B on the line who always bringing us the news and entertainment on Fridays. Yo, B, how you feeling this lovely Friday?
Well, it's raining here in Cleveland.
Oh, well, hopefully you can stay, you know, stay dry up around there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm good.
That's what's happening. B, you got the entertainment for us this week in this lovely month of May?
Yes, I got it.
Well, what's up with it then, Pippin?
Kevin Hart and Mike Epps are going at it. They are going back and forth, beefing over Twitter. Apparently, Mike Epps said over the radio that he felt that Kevin Hart was overrated. This, I guess, made Kevin Hart, of course, would feel some type of way. And they both took to Twitter to tell each other about how they're feeling. Kevin Hart said that, and I quote, "I'm the type of guy that loves to see people succeed in all aspects of life. What I'm doing should motivate the next man." He then sent a tweet to Mike Epps and said, "Hey Epps, don't wake up this monster pimp. If you don't want me to be honest, I'm showing you what you should do." And they sent a whole bunch of tweets and went back and forth all online. XXL released the top 20 female rappers of all time. Nicki Minaj, Queen Latifah, Foxy Brown, Remy Ma, Lady of Rage, Lauryn Hill, The Brat, Left Eye, Eve, Trina, Missy Elliott, and Lil' Kim all made the list. Real Housewives of Atlanta star Candy Burns finally got married, and her wedding special will air on Bravo June 1st at 8 p.m. The news that's been trending all over the country is Beyonce and Jay-Z announced their summer tour. The On the Run tour will start June 25th in Miami, Florida, and will go all the way to August 5th in San Francisco, California. The number one movie in America is The Other Woman with Cameron Diaz and Nicki Minaj that made $24.7 million in its opening weekend. You can check out rapper Rick Ross on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Beyonce made the 100 Most Influential People list. Academy Award-winning actress Lupita Nyong'o made People Magazine's 50 Most Beautiful. Columbus Short was fired from Scandal after his battery charges with his wife. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is in theaters this Friday. You guys should check that out. The King of Pop will be releasing a new album. Of course, it's an album after the fact that he's been passed away of unreleased material. The album is called Escape, and it will be released May 13th. Queen Latifah received a Daytime Emmy nomination for her successful talk show, but in light of that news, she will be starring in the upcoming HBO biopic about the legendary Empress of Blues, Bessie Smith. Kerry Washington welcomed her first child, and it is a baby girl. That is Brandon Carter with the Entertainment Report.
You can follow me on Instagram at BrandonCarter211, on Twitter at 1BrandonCarter, Facebook.com/BrandonCarter22, and my independent blog site and website at BeOnAir.com/DaveBerry.
That's what's up, B. Dang, B, they ate Mike Epps and Kevin Hart beefing on Twitter?
It's a serious situation. At first, they beefed before, but it was all in fun and games. But this is a serious, serious beef. It's a shame to see, you know, two black men who's getting money. You know, it should be a success story, but they're going at it at each other, and it's sad to say.
Do you agree with Mike Epps? Do you think that Kevin Hart is overrated?
I don't understand the concept. I mean, everybody has their time. Generally, you know, it was a time where Chris Rock reigned supreme, you know, of all. It was a time where even Mike Epps,
Martin Lawrence,
where he had his time. This is Kevin Hart's
right.
time right now.
Right, Cat Williams, he was hot for a minute.
Yeah, and David
Chappelle, he was hot for a minute.
Even though his
circumstances were a little different.
Yeah, where it's only one black comedian. For some reason, after the 90s, it was a period of time where all four kings of comedy, you know, had their own talk show. Chris Rock and Bernie Mac and Martin Lawrence, they could all be, you know, in a movie. But for some reason, after the 2000s, it's like, one black comedian at a time.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're right. Damn,
Steve Harvey
I love
show. Him
was coming on O'Fly, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can we?
Well, B,
since
you know
now we're knocking the doors
Friday.
Down, and we appreciate
huh?
you, B. You bring up some great points. I love you, hey, B. We got to give a shout-out to our cousin, Brittany Artino. She just graduated from Ohio University right now as we speak. And my cousin, Kim, I know she's excited and happy about that. So, you know, we dedicate this show to Britt, and she got her sheepskin today.
Oh, do it like that there.
No doubt. We love you, B. Hey, B.
Love you.
When I come down, can we do a show together, sweetheart?
We gotta be doing a show together, sweetheart. It was crazy last night. I'm gonna have to show you some
videos. No doubt. And don't forget, B, tell a friend to tell a friend, and like you do, tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Thanks for the videos, baby. Streets.
Yeah, L Boogie, that's what's up. I can't believe, man, it's when we don't know how to stop. For black people, just we take something and we run with it. You know what I mean? And just, you ain't gonna disrespect me. I can't believe out of all people fighting them two fights. I'm gonna have to start following both of them. I'm gonna follow this one out.
And see the thing about it. And B brought up a great point about in the 90s, comedians would team up and get a sitcom. It would be great for to see Kevin Hart and Mike Epps to team up and do a sitcom. Now that won't happen, just like a fight with Pacquiao and Mayweather might not happen. You know, we got what we want back then. Now in these 2000s, the people can't get what they want. You know, like the OJs would say, got to give the people. You got to give the people what they want. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you got to give the people what they want, man. And they need to squash that and put something together. And we don't have any more, you know, black sitcoms, period. We got The Game, but it's not on regular TV. It's not Fox. It's not. I know we don't have. Cable isn't regular TV. I mean, cable is regular TV now, but
okay, right.
You know, but you gotta pay a cable bill to see the have and the have not. You know what I mean? But you gotta listen. Some of us can't pay that. We're in the streets. You hear these guys in the streets, they talking about you better bootleg it. Only in the streets, baby.
Only
can we get back into the asylum right quick, bro?
Man, let's do it, man. Let's take it out to our favorite dude, man. Yo, Chef, man, you on the line with the streets this evening, man.
What's up, fellas?
Man, we just hanging out in the asylum, man, kicking it in the streets, man, like a real pimp should. What's going down with the players?
Man, hold on. You're throwing out too many pimps and players and me, player. I think we need to step up and backtrack a little bit. Street pimp, fucking man.
Chef.
Yes, sir.
Chef, let me ask you this. It's 3 game 7s tomorrow. Give me your take on that. Give me your take on the quiff. Just, hold on. Let me just throw these out at you. The very quick decision about Adam Silver. The Browns draft next week, what the streets is talking in Cleveland. And your take on Floyd. Give me all that. It'll be, you know what I'm saying, and your take.
I'm going to sit up here and say, man, 2014, we are witnessing one of the best series as a round one that we probably could ever imagine. It's so competitive, and I'm just applauding to what I'm seeing. But what I feel that they're doing, I don't fully believe that Zach Randolph should have been suspended. I actually didn't see what happened. I'm not going to fake it like I did, but I feel a pitiful game like that, like it should never be decided off a suspension. And that's taking away the whole competitiveness of the game. So Oklahoma City, they can start, they bench, and they probably will win that. Indiana, hey, listen, man, the streets is talking. They've been talking for the last 3 months. Put up or shut up, man. I'm calling you out. They calling you out. And it is what it is. The Warriors. No. It wasn't us. It was the Warriors. The Warriors did it. Watch out tomorrow, man. Upset. Guaranteed. Why should I tell y'all? Upset tomorrow, man. The Warriors. Watch out. That's all I'm just trying to tell y'all. But I was, hey, listen. The streets is talking, and I couldn't believe. Remember, I stood up here and said Monday about Vince Young. I don't know if the Browns drinking gasoline or they sipping on bleach. I don't know what's going on. Vince Young is not no winner in my eyes. Vince Young is a person who start a sentence and never finish. He's not that guy for Cleveland. So I'm going to sit up here and see what the Browns cooking. If I had one choice to pick, I'm not sold on Jadeveon Clowney. It would never happen in my eyes. That's just me. I have my own personal opinion. He don't sit up here and bring his all and every down, and I don't respect that as a player. And for you to be this dog, you take three. I ain't got to know. I believe they should just go after Sammy Watkins. We have all the positions and the picks. We have a lot of things going on. And I believe that it will bring a lot to our offense. Last but not least, Floyd, I'm going against you, baby. I'm putting my money up tonight. You put yours up. Shut me up. I wish I could be down there. I got business to take care of. So you're lucky. I'm calling you out. If you let this dude come in this ring and hump you, there's no such thing as Team Money Mayweather no more. He done hump both fighters. So I'm going against you, Mayweather. I'm taking my odds. I'm going against you. You ain't knocking nobody out. It is what it is.
Wow. You're going against the money team.
I'm going against them. And, this dude, Adam, listen, he showed true leadership of what he did because I think it was LeBron. There's not one man bigger than the symbol that lies on their chest. I support that and I second that. But guess what, though, y'all? What we are witnessing is a man that take drastic measurements in controversy and situations. So what it means is just as quick we all applaud into everything, we don't know what's to come or what he might do. We don't know. We don't know the aftermath of this. But guess what, though? We asked for it, so we're going to have to accept everything that's coming to us. And that's coming from me, controversy. That's in the streets, y'all.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this. You got the Browns. You want them to, you hope that they get Sammy Watkins. So, just hypothetically speaking, no Sammy Watkins. Do you go get Johnny Manziel?
I believe
y'all nice.
I believe the Browns about to do something real surprising. It might be surprising the most, but it ain't surprising to us. And I can take as long as I want to because Joe, we Cowboys. Listen, you always want me to jump on you, man. You know
y'all let us see Daddy and see what's gonna happen. We gonna shake up the world.
Hey, L Books, you know what's going on, L Books. You wanna see what's going on? The Dallas Cowboys in the state of Texas is looking for a prayer. They think Johnny Manziel is coming home. Hey, L Books, is these guys smoking dope or they shoot dogs?
Hey, man. Just wishful thinking, man, because the way Mel Kiper and Todd McShay are talking, if a quarterback not taking in the first four picks, it's going to be a while. So the Cowboys are down there. So, you know, just fall into our laps. That's all we need. We need somebody to put pressure on Tony Romo. That's all we need.
And listen, man, y'all need nothing. Y'all ain't going nowhere. I'm not even about to entertain the Cowboys tonight. I'm just going to let y'all be, man.
Hey, baby.
Last question on the board for you, Chef. Who wins the game tonight between Portland and Houston? It's game six.
Man, come on, man. Don't ask me no question like that.
Houston has won every four.
You know I get the trailblazers and trail all over them guys, man. You know what's going on, man. I got them trailblazers. Hey, LaMarcus, listen, I'm calling you out. Come on, I'm putting the Richard Sherman on you. You missed the unreliable for the last game or so. Let's go, man. Let's go. Hey, man, Richard Sherman, hey, it's something about that guy, man, you just got to love. he just do the most. Hey, can I say something, man?
Yes, you can.
I thought college was for careers. I thought it was a way to make a way in this world and grab a career underneath your belt, right?
Yes.
So why the hell they shit up here and not paying these college players? We won't have to worry about your boy, famous Jameson, sending no goddamn lobsters and scampies. He hungry. They ain't feed stuff, man. Damn. You got this man for petty theft. Man, he stole some $32. He was hungry. He had a date. He wanted to show his chef skills. What we jumping on that man for? Feed him. You know what's crazy? And before I leave, this wild, you see how much he done for that town, and y'all just throw him under the bus? He should transfer on y'all. That's what he should do. That's
right.
What I do.
The $32, like L. Boogie said, he made the school $35 million on the run all the way to the national championship, and you go charge, you go take it, have a press conference about this dude. Not paying for $32 worth of crab legs. Come on, man.
You should be happy.
You should be happy he stole from your establishment.
Hey,
the
police
officer would have got
some crab
legs
from the spot, man.
You heard what Jay said. If I shoot you, I'm brainless. You heard what he said. I make you famous. Hey, man.
Man.
And the Green Eye Bandits, your weak-ass Indians ones, I hear all type of fireworks and things like that. Hey, Zeke. I'm calling you out, baby. Hey, listen. Hey, don't lie. I swear. Hey, look. I'm in a casino. Not today. It was probably yesterday or the day before. I'm shooting craps. I'm shooting craps. No lie. Me and Mike the Flair, we shooting craps. The man tell me, he say some funny style. So, you know, on a what day? It had to be a couple days ago because of the day they played. You know, on the day of the tribe games, they wear Indian jerseys all through the casino. So he sit up and say, man, you got a weak shot. And I said, you got that weak-ass jersey on trying to tell me something. So he trying to throw me off my game. You know what this man, you know what this Yankee told me? Yeah, I said it. You know what this Yankee told me? He going to tell me. We lost 6 games in a row last year, 3 different times, and we still made the playoffs. Man, is we really happy about this? Like, it's an accomplishment. I swear to God, oh, my mama, like, that was his exact word. But we had what if Green Eye Band did? We need to call him up, and we need his predictions now and early. We don't want to wait till the all-star break. I'm not giving him that. I want to know where his heart and his soul at. Tell him I'm calling him out. I'm listening fully to the show. I'm not backing down. I want to know what's really going on and what's his predictions.
We'll have him call on Cinco de Mayo. We'll have him call Monday.
Oh, yeah. And this is my last.
You should have told him, Chef. You should have told him, hello. Hello.
Is anyone home?
You play to win the games. Hello. And you heard that was voice.
Hey, you know how I be jumping on these females, man. And you know I don't like snitches. But as quick as I sit up here and say, don't mess with the white women's ex Kobe and them. Don't mess with these sisters either. Because guess what? They all got hidden agendas. And if you don't believe me, ask the ex Clippers owner.
Strange way to leave us with one. Oh, my.
And what I'm going to sit up here and say, man, it's Friday, y'all. Be careful. Be real safe. Because whatever you do, the streets is talking. So what I'm going to do is tell a friend, to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. And we're going to stop right there. Grand opening, y'all. Tower Cities, Terminal Towers, Cleveland, Ohio, Taste of Heaven, June 1st. March 20th, we starting everything. Appetizers, fruits, cakes, free smoothies. From May 20th all the way to the 30th. 31st, we going to chill. Kick our feet on the 1st. I'm killing the city. McDonald's. Kite round on telling what's about to happen. Sales about to start decreasing. I'm a shelf. Love y'all, man.
Yes, sir. Much love to the chef, man. Can't wait to see that brother, man, doing big things out there in the community, man. Man, making a difference, L Boogie, you know what I mean?
No doubt. Woo. Man, we got anybody else before we go to the commercial, man? Before we pay some bills, we got any more callers? I know it's hot up in the asylum.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what? Let's get to Big Brother D-Mac, and then we'll take it out and click-clack real, you know, after that, after the commercial. But, yo, Big Brother D-Mac, you on with the streets, your boy L Boogie and T-Roll. What's going on this evening?
What's the deal, fellas, man? How y'all cats doing tonight, man?
Man, you know what it is, man. TGIL, baby.
Oh, yeah. The show is hot, man.
Yeah, we try to do. But L, man, he be so disrespectful, man. And you got to, I don't know why he gets so hype, man, but then he start disrespecting. Then now he going for Toronto. I just don't understand what's in his cup, man. What's your thoughts on these game sevens, man? Tell me who you got.
Oh, man, it's some good games out here, man. I mean, just what we imagine. You know what I'm saying? That's what we want. You said it best, man. It's March Madness in May, man. Oh, my God, man. It's hot. Brooklyn, man, I think Brooklyn going to pull it out. You know what I'm saying? They got them veteran players. Portland. Portland going they going to knock Houston. You know what I'm saying? Indiana, man, whoo-wee, man, that game. I mean, they got home court advantage, so hopefully they can come back. But, man, Atlanta, man, is playing big, man. I mean, they can't stop Jeff Teague, man. Those guys is playing with heart, man. I mean, Atlanta, nobody didn't think that Atlanta would be able to take these dudes to a game seven. I mean, it's some good games out here, man. I mean, you know, my whole weekend – it's just based on the money team, man. You know what I'm saying? My man Floyd, he done named himself TBE, the best ever, man. So, you know, man, he's gonna, you know, stop this dude probably in the seventh or eighth round, you know what I'm saying, on a TKO. This dude is not ready for the big time at all. You know what I'm saying? So that's the best part of this weekend for me. You know what I'm saying? It's just tomorrow night, man, the undercard. They got some good under fights, man. It's about that money team, dog.
So you think money's going to knock him out in the seventh round? I think he's going to win. I don't know if it's going to be a knockout. You know, just on the history of the bloodline, the culture of a Mexican, man, you know, of a lion, they can get bust up in that ring and still be standing. So I don't know about knockout. I can say maybe, you know, of course, unanimous decision, in my opinion, and he's going to put on a clinic like he's done in his last fights. Because a lot of those guys had power, and he made them look silly or whatnot. And, you know, it's the thing with me with Floyd, and I know people are going to jump on me about this. I can't say you're the best ever or being, you know, yes, you could be in the conversation, but I can't give you that not all the way just because regardless of what, you know, you got to give the people what they want. You have to somewhere or the other. Now,
man, don't go there, L Boogie. Do not be disrespectful, man. Do
is,
not let
is he
Pacquiao
better?
Name come out your mouth, man. Don't do it, L Boogie. Don't, man.
No, what I'm saying is that on the street level, I mean, I love Floyd. I'm with the money team. Don't get it twisted. But
the chef thing got him hyped.
I give a lot of respect to De La Hoya because he fought everybody regardless if he lost. He fought everybody.
Listen here, man.
He didn't say this is a business.
Me and you go back and forth with this all the time. This is a business. You know what I'm saying? And the streets is talking, man. It's been known. Floyd came out the other day and done said it, man. Pacquiao ain't knocked nobody out since 2009, man. You know what I'm saying? Since Floyd Mayweather called him out on being on the juice and everything like that, check it out, man. He hasn't knocked nobody out since 2009. He don't have that same pop. He don't have that same fire. You know what I'm saying? And if the playing field is going to be fair, if you're juicing, I'm not going to fight you. You know what I'm saying? But if we on the same playing field, hey, come on, let's get it on. You know what I'm saying? Man, he's just waking up from his boy Marquez knocking him out, man. You know what I'm saying? It is not a blueprint to beat Floyd Mayweather. And this dude tomorrow, and I know y'all probably going to be down there in Vegas checking it out, he's going to get stopped, and he's going to be another one. 46 try and 46 fail.
let me say this. And I'm only going to say this because I've been on that we've been on that stage, being a big time athlete, and sometimes you play toward the competition, whether it be in the fight game, whether it be whatever, and you get bored. Man, this guy he's sufficient, but he's not equivalent of being on my level. You know, like Meek Mill said, you know, it's levels to this shit. You know what I mean? So I don't think it's no pop. I just think that it's I need to fight someone that's on my level, and I'm just going to do just enough to win. If I knock him out, I knock him out, but I'm going to do just enough to win. And I think that's what both fighters are doing. We haven't seen the best potential out of either one of them in a long time. Who's Mayweather knocked out?
It's no, man. Floyd is fighting everybody that they put in front of him. This dude here, he fights for his belt. He's a champion. You know what I'm saying? He done knocked out. I mean, he beat
he
Adrian
fights
Broner.
For the money.
Whooped on him.
Like you said.
You know what I'm saying?
Like you said, do the math. No disrespect. He always fight around Cinco de Mayo. And who does he fight against? My point exactly.
I mean, the only black fighters out there is the Thurman dude and the Porter dude.
Tim Bradley.
Come on, bum.
He's a bum, but all of them are.
But listen here. Man, Floyd is giving out charity, man. He's giving out charity. But the Thurmans and the Porters and them, they up and coming, man. They still need to fight the Garcia. They need to fight the Alvarez. They haven't got to where Floyd Money Mayweather at. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that many black guys that's where Floyd at for Floyd to fight. I'm hip to the Thurman. I'm hip to the Porter dude. You know what I'm saying? He might give them some charity and throw them a bone like he doing everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. He giving these cats these money, man. But at the same time, they still got to earn their dues, man. Thurman ain't earned his dues yet, man. Porter ain't on his dues yet, man. Timothy Bradley, come on, man. Come on, man. That dude, man. He lost the first time to Pacquiao. You know what I'm saying?
And
Pacquiao just whooped on him the second time.
I understand that. Before we let you go, I'm going to switch gears. Last question for you. Next week, this time Friday, you'll be calling in, and we'll be talking about your number one pick. Who do you got on the board, and who the streets is talking? Besides Sammy Watkins, who do you guys expect to get with that pick?
Hey, if they go out here and they pick Johnny Manziel, I am done with the Cleveland Browns. I'm done. They waste
you said
their
that
pick
last year.
on Johnny Manziel. I am done. I did say last year I jumped off the bandwagon. I jumped back on. But this year, I'm sticking to my guns, man. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I come over there with you to that green side, man. You know what I'm saying? I can't grow with you, T, because I'm not a Tony Romo fan at all, man. But, hey, I might roll over there with that guy Aaron Rodgers, man. But I'm telling you now, if they pick Johnny Money, I am done with the Cleveland Browns. And you heard it here first. They need to get Watkins. That's who they need to roll with. If he there, that's who they need to get. I think Bridgewater, I forgot the other dudes. Now, I just think it's other quarterbacks out there better than Johnny Manziel, man. And I think if you let that guy come to the Browns, he's going to be just like the rest of them. He's going to have a short career just like Tim Couch and everybody else, Colt McCoy and everybody.
D-Mac, we thank you for calling in, man. And don't forget,
no doubt,
tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, we up against the break.
No doubt, man.
When we come back, no doubt. Love you, little bro. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to the host of the Sports Officials. You know what I mean? T-Nick, he's going to close it out. And you know we got to do Freestyle Friday. Oh! Let's go.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle's calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
We back. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop and entertainment news from a street perspective. Man, first of all, man, I want to give a shout-out, man, to all the callers who called in. If you want to go back and hear yourself, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box, The Streets Talk. And we always air Mondays and Fridays. Live 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. You know what I mean? Eastern time. It's a lot going on in that sports world. Woo! It's trending. It's frenzy. 347-855-8896. Shout out to Ustream, AJ. You know what I mean? Global Network 1. 87.9 WRE down in Covington, Georgia, baby. And we sponsored. You know what I mean? We sponsored by The Streets. Huh. Let's go. Bro, let's do it. Heaven know what the deal, baby.
How y'all doing today, fellas?
Yo, you know who that is. That's why I waited. That's T-Nick, the host with the most from the sports officials. What's happening this evening, big brother?
Hey, man, I just got through watching a battle of Texas, man, between Dallas and San Antonio, and Dallas just squeaked it out. You know what I'm saying? They almost got eliminated. Did you? I know y'all the streets, man. I love to get into the streets.
We didn't almost get eliminated. You know, you knew it was going to be a game seven.
But did you see the crazy ending, though? You know what I'm saying? They filing and
Monte
Ellis threw it away with 0.5 seconds left. Man, I mean, some retarded stuff is going on. Man, hey, real quick, because I know it's Freestyle Friday, man, and, you know, I just got to the crib and I just checked in, and, you know, y'all was gracious enough to give me a couple of minutes, man. But real quick, man, I can't wait to Chef get to the ATL, man. Congratulations on him opening up his spot, and at the Tower. You know what I'm saying? Good job to you, Chef. You know what I'm saying? D-Mac, I just heard D-Mac call in, man. Of course, as usual, great call by D-Mac. You know what I'm saying? But Browns top four, you know, I'm just going to tell you, man, I'm going to give y'all two names. You know what I'm saying? Two names to watch out for in the top four. Don't be surprised if they take Khalil Mack, you know what I'm saying, because that was the first – that was the first pre-draft workout that they went to. And don't forget that the head coach coached in Buffalo, and he watched Khalil Mack play in Buffalo for the University of Buffalo. So don't be surprised if that's the pick at number four if Sammy Watkins is off the board. And if Mack is gone and Watkins is gone at number four, don't be surprised by Greg Robinson, man, the big tackle, you know what I'm saying, coming from the University of Auburn. Put him on the right side for the Browns. Now you got bookends and you got a center. All of a sudden, you can create lanes for Ben Tate. You can create the running lanes for Hoyer. And all of a sudden, you got some problems. So just don't be surprised by those, man. Ain't no quarterback coming at number four. This is what I want to point out to y'all, man, real quick. I want to ask you, Bookie, you know what I'm saying, one word, and then I want to add T-Row, one word. who's the worst racist owner of all time? And sports officials, we're going to talk about this on Sunday. Was it the old Marv Scott from the Cincinnati Reds? Or was it Donald Sterling?
You didn't let me get it out.
The Clippers. Who's the worst? Who's the worst, Boogie? You give it to me first, Boogie. Who's the worst?
The worst, I'm going to have to say it's Donald.
Okay. Okay.
Donald.
You say Donald. You say Donald. You know, I got to be real quick because it's your show. I got to get in and get out real quick. You know what I'm saying? Who's your worst, T-Row, real quick? Is it Scott or is it Sterling?
Mine is going to be Shaw because she didn't do hers. You know, she didn't have to be taped. She was blunt with hers, right in your face with
hers.
You're right, you know. You know, we would have never heard about Sterling's situation if it wasn't for, you know. Hey, old Boogie, what's the song R. Kelly be telling the fucking girl?
When the woman's fed up, it's nothing you can do
about
it.
But I'm going to tell you, though. But I'm going to tell you, Ro, you'd be surprised, man. Even though Marv Scott, she wasn't around in the social media era. I'm gonna give you five quotes that she said real quick. One of them was, some of the biggest problems in this city come from women wanting to leave the home and work. So she wanted the women to be at home. You know what I'm saying? Be barefoot, praying, and working in the kitchen. Another one was, these sneaky goddamn Jews are all alike. Okay. Another one was, never hire another ninja. I'd rather have a trained monkey working for me than a ninja. You know what I'm saying? Another one she said was, only Fruit Loop wear earrings. You know what I'm saying? Another one that she said was, everybody knows Hitler was good at the beginning, but he just went too far. So she gave you five good ones, man, that went at the Jews, the ninjas, the gays, and everybody else, man. You know what I'm saying? She went at everybody, man. So to me personally, man, they like neck and neck in a horse race, man. You know, that's just me personally. Floyd Mayweather, he's going to win easily, man. Number 46, it's a done deal. You know, but my problem with Floyd is, man, he's starting to act like a bitch. Excuse my language, but like I say it in the street. Floyd, you're acting like a bitch. You know why? Because you're hating on Miss Jackson, your ex-girlfriend. You want to tweet
right.
These little pictures that you used to look like before surgery and before makeup because you're blowing on Nelly? Is that what you're mad about? Are you for real? This TNT, the money team. You know what I'm saying? It's the money team. Boogie, you never
right.
did that. Bro, you never did that. I ain't never did that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to move on. All we're looking at you as, nigga, you got sloppy seconds. That's all we're looking at.
Right.
It ain't no fun unless my homies have some. It's all good.
Exactly. You heard the song. Snoop and them made this. I had the T-shirt back in the day. On the front it said, ain't no fun. On the back it said, unless the homies had none. You know what I'm saying? It was it. Vince Young, a real quick thing on Vince Young. I'm going to give y'all some names real quick. Chad Henne, Chase Daniel, Matt Moore, Matt Hasselbeck, Ryan Mallett, Sean Hill, Colt McCoy, TJ Yates, Tyrod Taylor, Brady Quinn, Bruce Gradkowski, David Carr, Jason Campbell, Dominic Davis, Austin Davis, Brock Osweiler, John Johnson, Graham Harrell, Charlie Weisenhurst. If those sorry bums can get a check, how come Vince Young can't get a check? Stop hating
Thank
because
you.
The Browns picked up Vince Young. Let the brother get a check. I just gave you all about 15, 16 names. Only three of them was brothers. What's the problem of him holding a clipboard with a little earpiece in his ear telling somebody what to do and what not to do, even though he ain't that good? Because these dudes I just told you weren't no good either. So what's the problem? The girl?
Let number 21 get a check.
Man, I'm about to tell you something, man. And I ain't no Vince Young fan. Let him get a check, man. Leave him alone. You know what I'm saying? Leave him alone. Let him be a second or third string, man. Let him get a check like anybody else. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is, man. Stop hating, man. You know what I'm saying? These so-called analysis and everybody else, you know, they want to hand the brothers like Teddy Bridgewater, like Teddy Ballgame. He was the number one pick. Until he had that dog on pro date, now all of a sudden he sucks.
He
don't go to a second round. Like Neely Miller say, man, put the tape on. I don't care if he do wear gloves. I don't care if he is skinny. He still murdered my boys Miami. He still murdered
right.
Florida from the SEC. He still murdered everybody he put on the field, man. Man, stop hating on the brothers. Y'all hate on the brothers so much, it's a damn shame. I want to tell you, this chick, V. Steviano, just watched the Barbara Walters special with my wife.
and she looked like a tranny. I'ma tell you the real. She got a mustache like Aunt Bunny that Eddie Murphy was talking about. He didn't want to give her a kiss because she had a mustache. Man, y'all watch that Barbara Walters special, man. That's a tranny. I don't care what nobody say, allegedly, but she looks like one. And I'm going to tell you this. These four game sevens or these game sevens, Zach should play. But if he ain't, Thunder's going to win. Indiana going to take it to the Hawks. I'm in the ATL. They had two chances to win. But they didn't do it. They have no go-to man, so the Hawks going down. The Warriors played well, but the Clippers going to win because of Doc Rivers. He's going to pull it out for them. Portland going to take it over them City Rockets. They have no heart, man.
Yeah.
They got to go see the Wizards. They don't have no heart. Y'all know how I feel about D. Howard, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if he is from the A.
That's Spice One right there.
That's who? Say it again. What? Spice One.
Isn't that Spice? Have no heart.
Okay.
He made that song.
Hey, you know I'm a Spice One fan, Boogie, so your boy, you know, you threw a curveball at me right there, though. Yeah. The Rockets got no heart. You're exactly right there. And is Brooklyn in the house? Without a doubt, go Toronto. Toronto going to win it. See y'all later. Hey, the streets are talking. Everybody listening. And if you're listening right now, you better tell a friend, another girlfriend. The streets are talking. Boogie, go and drop something for me, baby. Freestyle Friday. Holler at y'all on Sunday.
In a minute. So disrespectful at the same time.
I ain't hating on Vince Young. He NBD. I ain't talking about nobody because I'm not going to rap over PAC. Man, this is the sports officials, not the streets. I don't know what they're going to say. We're going to take it back to 83. Woo-wee! I'm a HHB. That means you a Huff Heist boy coming down the street. I'm left Cleveland like LeBron left for the Heat. They got mad because I didn't even speak. Oh, man, the information that leaked. I don't know what they're going to do. They better not say a peek. I ain't going for the Brook because, man, them guys too old. When they get up in Toronto, it's going to be too cold. Man, they brittle their bones. I don't know what they're going to say about them. After they get finished, man, they're going to have a Heineken. And when Floyd get finished, it's still going to be the money team. Cash rules everything around me. I'm gone.
And so is the street. Take that, suckers.
Clearing up for you.
All right.
Y'all niggas look mad. Y'all supposed to be happy on the street. Y'all niggas look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail. So busted.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these niggas. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no being sold. But I ain't the one telling. Don't want to be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists want to see me dead. Niggas put prices on my head. Now I got 2 rock dollars by my bed. I beat them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? We kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The world is a war zone. My homies are inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, finally your man. So scheming on ways to put the greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling, crossing the beans on the rims that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are born. I'm like a fiend and finally seeing on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating in my head so swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Daisy now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my nigga Sock do it. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swaying. Make me wanna start back banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remy and running back Lacks and Chevys on the roam. 96 big body, sitting no chrome. We had about the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple beans in my pocket's bulging. It's hard to imagine. rolling.